Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. From English translation of Gita Prabodhini by Shraddhe Swamiji, Sri Ram Sukhdasji Maharaj. Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha. Chapter 13. The Blessed Lord said, O son of Kunti, that is Arjun, this body is called Kshetra, field. He who knows this as such is called Kshetrajna, that is, knower of the field, by the sages. O Bharata, also know me as Kshetrajna, knower of the field, in all the Kshetras, that is, bodies and fields. The knowledge of Kshetra and Kshetrajna is considered by me to be the knowledge. That Kshetra, what is it like? What are its modifications? Whence comes out of what? And what that Kshetrajna is? And what its glory is? Listen to all of this from me in brief. This knowledge of Kshetra and Kshetrajna is established by the sages in many, manifold ways, and by the Vedas in various distinct hymns, that is Vedic chants, and is also declared by the reasoned and decisive aphorisms, conclusive and reasoned texts of the Brahma Sutras. The primordial matter, that is Mool Prakriti, or Avyaktam, that is unmanifested nature, cosmic intelligence, Mahatattva, cosmic ego, Samashti Ahankara, five great elements, the 10 senses, the mind, and five objects of senses. This is the Kshetra, constituted of 24 elements, that is principles, desire and hatred, pleasure and pain, the aggregate, the body, and chetan, which is consciousness, life breath, and steadfastness. These comprise the kshetra, which is the field, with its modifications, described briefly. Absence of pride, freedom from hypocrisy, non-violence, forgiveness, straightforwardness, service to the preceptor, purity of body and mind, steadfastness and self-control, dispassion for sense enjoyment and freedom from egoism, pondering again and again on the ills and miseries inherent in birth, old age, disease and death, absence of attachment and mindness with son, wife, houses, etc., equanimity of mind always, both under favorable and unfavorable circumstances, unswerving devotion to me through yoga of non-separation, with sole dependence on God, resorting to solitary places and distaste for company of worldly people, constancy in self-knowledge, that is knowledge of Supreme Spirit, in seeing God everywhere as the object of true knowledge, aforesaid group of 20 virtues is declared to be jnana, knowledge, and what is contrary to this is ajnana, or ignorance. I shall expound to you jnayam, reality which ought to be known by jnana, explained in verses 7 through 11. Knowing which, man attains immortality. That jnayam tattva, that is reality, is the supreme Brahma, who is without beginning and is said to be neither sat, that is existent, nor asat, non-existent. With hands and feet everywhere, with eyes, head and mouths everywhere, with ears everywhere, He stands pervading all. Though devoid of all senses, He illumines and is the perceiver of all sense objects, unattached, yet is the sustainer of all. Devoid of gunas, that is the three modes of Prakriti, yet He experiences them. He exists within and without all beings and constitutes the animate and the inanimate creation. He is both near and far away. Because of His subtlety, He is incomprehensible. He exists undivided and yet seems to be divided and distributed over all beings. He only is to be known as the creator, sustainer, and the destroyer of all beings. He, the Supreme Soul, is said to be the light of all lights and entirely beyond all darkness, that is, beyond ignorance. He is knowledge, jnana, the knowable, jnaya, can be realized through knowledge, the goal of knowledge, and He is seated in the hearts of all beings. Thus the kshetra, that is the body, jnan, knowledge, and jnayam, knowable, that is object of knowledge, have been briefly described, and knowing this in reality, my devotee enters into my being. Know that Prakriti, nature, and Purusha, the Self, are both without beginning. That is, they are eternal. And know also that all modifications and the gunas, that is the modes of nature, are born of Prakriti. Prakriti is said to be the cause of all activities of the body, karya, and external and internal organs, while the Purusha is said to be the cause in experiencing pleasure and pain. Purusha, Self, seated in Prakriti, that is seated in nature, in matter, experiences, that is enjoys the gunas, the modes of nature, born of Prakriti. Attachment to the gunas become the cause of its birth in good and evil wombs. Purusha, that is soul, is called the witness because of identification with the body, vested within the body. The approver, because he gives consent. The sustainer, as he assumes, he sustains the body. The experiencer, as he experiences pleasure and pain. The great Lord, Maheshwara, as he assumes that he is master of the body. Really speaking, the Purusha, by own nature, that is true Self, is the Supreme Soul. Though residing in the body, He is beyond the body, ever untainted and unattached. He who thus knows fully the Purusha, that is the Spirit, and Prakriti, that is nature, together with the gunas, the modes of nature as separate, even though engaged in activities, in every way, he is not born again. Some perceive God in their own self, by the self, through the yoga of meditation. Others by the yoga of knowledge. And still others by the yoga of action. Yet others, ignorant of this, the meaning of realizing the self, disciplines of meditation, knowledge and action. Take to worship by hearing from others, by their devotion to faithful practice of what they have attentively listened to from others. They too go beyond death. O best of Bharatas, that is Arjun, whatsoever being, animate or inanimate, is born know it all as emanated from the outcome of the union of Kshetra, which is the field, and Kshetrajna, the knower of the field. He truly sees, who sees the Supreme Lord as the imperishable, abiding equally in all perishable beings, that is the undying principles in the time. He who sees the Supreme Lord present equally everywhere, realizing this, he does not destroy himself by the self. As a result, he attains the supreme goal. He who realizes that all actions in every way are performed by Prakriti, that is nature alone, and that the Atma, the self, is not the doer, he verily sees reality. When he realizes that the manifold state of beings, existence, that is powers or sentiments of beings, is centered in Prakriti and evolved from Prakriti alone, then he attains Brahma. O son of Kunti, that is Arjun, the self being without a beginning and without attributes, that is modes of nature, is form of imperishable Paramatma, the supreme soul only. Even though dwelling in the body, it neither acts nor gets tainted. As all-pervading Akash, because of its subtlety, is not tainted, likewise the self, that is Atma, pervading all bodies, is not tainted. O Bharata, Arjun, as one sun illumines the whole world, so does one Kshetrajna, the Lord of Kshetra, that is the spirit, Atma, illuminates the entire field, that is Kshetra. Those who perceive with the eye of wisdom the difference between Kshetra and Kshetrajna and the phenomena of liberation from Prakriti along with its evolutes attains the supreme. Thus, with Om Tat Sat, the names of the Lord in the Upanishads, of the Bhagavad Gita, the knowledge of Brahma, the Supreme, the scripture of Yoga, and the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjun, this is the 13th discourse designated the Yoga of Discrimination between the Kshetra and Kshetrajna. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.